After living an average life in Buffalo, New York, my next guest, author Lisa Marie Runfola, gave it all up to marry her paramour and live abroad as an expat, only to return a few years later to support her ex-husband and children going through his cancer and eventual death. In her new book, A Limitless Life in a Powerless World, she tells the story of a woman who changed her life after a light bulb moment, having no idea her new life would change her in turn. Through parenthood, divorce, and grief, Runfola's experiences bring introspection and inspiration to those who are looking to find limitless opportunities in powerless circumstances. Lisa Marie, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me, Jen.
So, Lisa Marie, you say that your book is, quote, a story of passion and compassion, of soul searching and soul finding, of losing oneself and finding oneself where least expected. So I have to ask you, what inspired you to share your story? Because it really is such a personal one.
Thank you. Yes, I feel that those words are very much interwoven into my story, and you will find all of that within the story itself when you read it. And upon being silenced for so many years and not being able to voice my opinion and to speak within my first marriage, I felt that after I had gone through divorce, grief, and death of my ex-husband, I was really tired of being silent. And I needed to speak. I had a message and I knew I needed to get the word out and I needed to help others. So by writing this story, it was my healing process, but also I felt like I had a message to deliver.
So I want to go back a little bit more towards your childhood, Lisa Marie. In your second chapter titled Independence, you share impactful moments in your teen years, from getting a job to what your relationship was like with your family, the death of your beloved grandfather, and then one of the most incredible journeys of your life. How did that time shape you and the woman that you were eventually going to become?
I'm very fortunate that I grew up with an incredible childhood, and my family offered me everything any child could ever want, the freedom to experience life and the freedom to think without limits. And my parents really taught me, my father, my mother, my grandfather, they really taught me that whatever you have in your mind, whatever dream you have, that you can do it and you can conceive. So it shaped me to know that there was a big world out there, but if we keep our internal thought process positive, that we can achieve whatever it is that we want. I grew up this way. And then when I got into my marriage, which was very constrictive and very controlling, I didn't understand what had happened because I was raised with this independence, and I was shaped to know that I could live how I wanted to live with this positive thinking process.
Sure. And really another situation that you faced at that time that helped you, I'm sure, to discover that was feeling powerless while traveling through Greece. And you talk about it in the book. And you say that you would have to face that powerlessness several more times before you understood that only you could limit yourself, regardless of what was happening in the world around you. From those experiences, Lisa Marie, as scary as they might have been, how did they help you to understand that being helpless for a period of time does not mean that you're not independent?
It's a very important question. It took me a good part of my life to understand this. And that's why I wrote chapter 11, From Powerless to Limitless. And I feel that we all need to be very grateful for what we have and where we are at the moment. We are all faced with powerlessness every day. And I feel that it's really our internal self and our internal thinking, our positive thinking, that gets us through the powerless situations. Most of us don't even realize we're in a powerless situation until after it's over. And we don't know we're facing this powerlessness and what to do. And this is how we get lost. This is how we get lost in who we are and who we were and who we were as a child, because we go into this negative thinking process and we stay in this negative thinking to the point that we just say, I'm completely powerless today. I can do nothing. I can't get to where I need to be. There's all these negative things happening in the world and this is happening and I'm completely powerless. And I have found that when we stay in the positive thinking mode, when we stay in an up mode or a high energy mode, and we have this constant thinking of limitlessness, that it helps you get through a powerless situation. And I was faced with so much powerlessness in my life that the only way I found that I was able to get out of it or step away from it is to change my internal self and my internal thinking process. And every single time I changed the way I looked at something or viewed at something or realized how grateful I am, I was able to release this external result of powerlessness.
I want to talk to you a little bit about the role of forgiveness, though. You know, you talked about remaining positive in a world where we often can feel so powerless. But what about forgiving, forgiving yourself, forgiving others?
It's taken a long time. It's something that I still work through. I feel that if we're unable to forgive, we remain stuck. And this leads me to my next book that we've begun writing now. It's called Unstuck. And I will be writing probably a whole chapter on this, of forgiveness. I think I'm going to play off of this word. It's very important. If we don't forgive, we get sick. And we get very sick. And the problem is holding a grudge for years on end. I've seen many, many people get sick. And we have, you know, you can forgive, but you don't have to forget. But you have to seek forgiveness. It is essential. It is essential. And I face God with this. And I went through a process you will read in one of the chapters of my book that I had to go to my religion and face God with what I had done with my affair. My husband and I were both Catholic, and nobody gets married to get divorced. And I needed to be forgiven by God before I could step forward. And it took a long time. I shed a lot of tears, and I also needed to forgive what others had done to me. And it wasn't to me. It was a fear of the unknown. It was their own fear, which I also write about. And I feel that the way others act out in a negative way towards you is because of their fear and their fear of the unknown for you. I have found this throughout my life. And forgiveness is very important, else you will get sick. And I know Louise Hay touches a lot on forgiveness and fear and anger. And I hold that in high regard because what she's written has been unbelievable, exceptional on this topic.
Yeah, she certainly was a pioneer. Lisa Marie, before I let you go, I want to give you an opportunity to have you share with us a little bit more about your website, what we can expect to be hearing from you moving forward in the future.
Yes. So our website just went live. It's lisamarierunfola.com. I will be blogging weekly on the website, and I'm working on my next book called Unstuck. And it will be about getting yourself unstuck. Why do we stay stuck? Why do we stay in our uncomfortable zone? So we have a lot to look forward to. I've got a lot of book signings coming up, and I'm looking forward to meeting my readers and hearing about how, you know, the questions at the end of my chapters have helped you. And if there's anything else I can help you with, you can find me at lisamarierunfola.com and leave a question for me if you have one. I answer frequently, regularly, and pretty quick.
Absolutely. And I know that this book really became a journey of healing for you, and I'm sure that it will for so many others. Again, the book is A Limitless Life in a Powerless World. Lisa Marie Runfola, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you very much for having me, Jen.